So today's lunch, we're looking at WA agriculture, and we're looking at the sorts of technologies that might transform Western Australian agriculture in coming years. And those transformations, those technologies can help diversify the revenue streams that underpin this important sector in Western Australia. What I want to do in my talk is illustrate this adage that from little things, big things grow, and why it's important, I feel, to cement in your mind this adage is because sometimes when it comes to transformation, our gaze is affixed by the bold, the new, the novel, even the bizarre. And we think that hitching our wagon to the new, the novel, somehow will represent the best use of our time, our funds, our energy. But I want to stress that at the same time that we may be attracted by the bold and the novel, it's really important in a sector like agriculture to be the sporting coach. That is, to keep your mind on the one percenters. Because as the sporting coach will tell you, it's often the one percenters that are the difference between a win and a loss. And I want to show you why those one percenters are particularly important in agriculture and why their cumulative effect can be transformational. And I want to illustrate this point simply by telling the story of wheat production. Wheat is by far the main agricultural industry in Western Australia. If you're a wheat farmer, the profitability of your wheat production is determined by your wheat price, your wheat yield, and your cost of production. So on screen there, I've got an example of where the farmer has a farm gate wheat price of $250 a tonne. Their wheat yield is 2 tonnes per hectare, and by the time you assemble all their variable and fixed costs and express them on a per hectare basis, those costs of production are $475 a hectare. You crank those numbers through the profit equation and you find that the profit from wheat production is $25 a hectare. So if you had 2,000 hectares of wheat, your profit would be 50k. Now let's imagine you embrace some one percenters. You manage to lift your wheat price just by 1%. That's just avoiding some price downgrades. You lift your yield by 1% through better timeliness of your sowing, through slightly better weed control. You reduce your cost of production just by 1%, just by better negotiating some prices or avoiding wasting input use on some really poor performing paddocks. So you've done these one percenters. And the issue is, well, what does that mean for your profit? Is it a 1% improvement? 9%? As high as 27%. If you put your money in a term deposit, you're probably getting 3%. So maybe I'll ask you to be brave. Here's audience participation. Put your hand up if you reckon it's a 1%er. No? What about 9%? Okay, several hands going up. What about as high as 27%? Okay, a lot of takers for 27%. Well, I've been knowingly a bit devious because the answer is none of them. The answer is a 59% improvement in profit. And you say, oh, pull the other one. But look at the figures. There's your baseline, 250 bucks, goes up slightly. There's your yield, 2 tonnes, goes up slightly. There's your cost of production, goes down ever so slightly. And yet your profit per hectare goes from 25 bucks to almost 40. That's a 59% increase. So if you had 2,000 hectares, your profit goes up to almost $80,000. If you talk to farm management consultants and ask them, well, what's the difference between your better clients and your average clients? The answer they invariably tell you is not much. The better clients tend to do a lot of things slightly better. But over several years, the accumulation of that slightly better becomes transformational. You get some very rich businesses that are able to make substantial investments because they're underpinned by the one percenters. So businesses can be transformed by small changes. That's the first point I want to make. The second point is that some transformations, unfortunately, are only evident in retrospect. So you think, particularly regarding technologies, which of them are frogs and which is going to be the prince? Because it's very expensive to kiss a lot of frogs in the hope of a prince. But I want to give you the example of some things that truly have been transformational in Western Australian agriculture. And I'm going to give you the example of canola. If you look at the canola story, you have to go back to Ernie Bridge, Minister for Agriculture, who in combination with the agricultural industry of the time was brave enough to commit $140,000 a year for a few years. That funded two researchers. One of the researchers was engaged in interacting with farmers to find out what information the farmers needed, what were the problems they were experiencing with a novel crop like canola, and the other was trying to improve the germplasm and trying to improve the agronomy. And after 5 years on the job, there wasn't much to show for their effort. The area of canola had grown from almost nothing to still under 100,000 hectares, which in Western Australia is actually not a lot of hectares. But if you look back over the last 30 years, the area of canola has gone from virtually nothing. In fact, if you went for a drive in the countryside in the early 1990s, the only yellow fields you saw were fields of capewheat, not canola. Whereas now, if you go out for a drive, you'll see canola virtually everywhere. We produce 2 million metric tons of the stuff. It brings in every year over $1 billion into the Western Australian economy. It's the most important export to the European Union from Western Australia. And because we mostly grow non-GM canola, the Europeans give us between a $30 to $50 price premium for every tonne we sell to them. So canola is an example of a plant-based technology that has truly been transformative. It's diversified the income streams of farmers. It's changed the way in which farming systems are managed. It's brought a new valuable source of export earnings back into Western Australia. And it's been one of the innovation and technology success stories that have transformed Western Australia. Other speakers are going to talk about the technologies that are currently transforming and maybe the future technologies that will transform. But I thought it was important to stress those two things, the little one percenters that are transformative, and to give you an example that when you look back, it's only then you can see some things that have been hugely transformative. So with that, I'll hand over to Bruce and welcome Bruce to the stage. Thank you very much.